Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Mr. Fairweather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, you big overgrown Godzilla, you.
Why? What?
I was thinking of you yesterday.
Why?
Because I went to see Jurassic World.
Uh-huh. And did you enjoy Jurassic World?
Loved it. Loved it. Action-packed from start to finish.
Was it 3D or was it just regular?
Regular digital. But what I found hard to believe is it was even better than the second one.
A lot of people get eaten up?
Not so much. I mean, it's not graphic. The plot is definitely better, but the animation, the action, can't be beat.
Did they leave it open for
Of course.
You know, except now, from what I think, and not even seeing it, just seeing the trailers and everything, they're leaving it open for these dinosaurs to roam free elsewhere in the world.
That is correct.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. We have to worry about Jurassic World next.
It's interesting because it prompted me, and I know you'll get a chuckle out of this, but it prompted me to go into the internet last night and ask the question, is it possible, you know, to get the DNA and bring forth dinosaurs? And for the most part, they're saying no.
No, but they can bring on, they can, they're trying to recreate the woolly mammoth, and they're using some DNA from a woolly mammoth with an elephant, but it's not going to be, if they create it, it's not going to be a woolly mammoth, it's going to be a woolly elephant. So I think that if you find some DNA for a dinosaur and you mix it with something else, I think it'll come true. They can make it. How long it'll live, but it won't be a true dinosaur. The closest things to dinosaurs we have today, you know what they are, right?
I would think the rhinoceros?
No, birds.
The
birds have the exact bone structure, even though it's slight, it's, you know, a different thing of a dinosaur when you look at it. It's really bizarre.
Right. Right. Yeah,
so I would think if somebody mixed like an elephant's gene with a bird, they might get something that looks like a dinosaur. But I tell you what, it would be my worst nightmare, because I have two movies that when I was a kid that I watched, and I will watch one of them today and one I won't, that scared me as a kid. One was Godzilla, the original Godzilla, which I think which to me is the classic Godzilla movie of all time.
Right.
That whenever there was a thunderstorm after I had seen Godzilla, I'd always be looking for him coming over the mountain. But it didn't happen, thank God. And the other one was The Crawling Eye, which starred Forrest Tucker.
I remember that one.
And to this day, I will not watch that movie again. Because it's set from, Pat, when I set up my bedroom, we're at forever. The windows are always closed with shades, and preferably windows are on the same wall as the headboard of my bed. So if I wake up, I would not see a crawling eye, or the crawling eye would not look in and see me. That's the God's honest truth. That movie scared me so much, it's affected me in my whole life, and I will not watch it ever again.
Isn't that funny? Well, I mean, I think anybody who goes to see Jurassic World will get a real good kick out of it, because it really is done so well. The animation is just incredible. You really do feel like you're right in it, which is hard for a movie to convey. And of course, me being, a videographer, I'm always looking at all the different things they're doing, and just phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed that. And that's my recommendation so far. And I saw a whole bunch of coming attractions for movies to come. And I have to tell you, there wasn't one movie in there that I would like to see.
Wow.
I mean, they're coming up with Mission Impossible. And there's so many movies. The people that wrote Stranger Things, which, as you know, I'm a big fan of. That didn't look too appetizing to me, but this one, of course, got me there, and I just had a good time with that. And I hope you have a good time with the weather, because for the most part, it's going to be a partly to mostly sunny day today. There is an upper air disturbance that could trigger a shower late today, early tonight, but I didn't put it in the forecast. And the highs today will be in the low to middle 80s, dropping to the 50s tonight. And then tomorrow, sunny, warm, and dry, low 80s. Friday, mostly sunny, low to middle 80s. Hazy and humid. Could be a late day thunderstorm on Saturday, 80 to 85. And a chance of a thunderstorm, hazy and humid, middle 80s on Sunday. So a very, very quiet weather pattern. I don't think there's going to be too much happening.
Middle 80s right through here, right?
Low to mid 80s, yeah. Yep, which is not bad.
And not very humid.
No. The weekend will get more humid. But, you know, nothing that you won't be able to deal with. We able to deal with yet? Well, I shouldn't ask you. I was going to say we able to deal with yesterday, and I'm sure you were. But it was hot, and it was humid, but it was doable.
I liked it. I liked this morning though, and I made a mistake. I didn't look at the temperature. I just went outside when I took the dogs out for a few minutes, right. And I had a short sleeve shirt on, and it felt damp outside and chilly. So I came back in and changed into a turtleneck. It's a good thing I'm leaving work at 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, and how was your trip to the Big Apple?
Didn't go.
Oh, how come?
Just didn't feel like it. You know, I didn't feel like traveling. And, you know.
Okay.
Didn't go. Just we'll go again next week.
Okay, not a problem. As long as it's not urgent. And
no.
You can pass those things up, not a problem.
Oh, no. Every once in a while we can do that. There's no problem with that. But it was just one of those things, thinking about it. You know what? Nah, not today. Not today. You know, last-minute decision. And the decision stayed put. So that's all good.
That was good. I mean, nothing terrible happened from what I could hear, you know, on the roads or anything like that. So you probably would have had your typical traffic.
Typical traffic, and it just didn't move me yesterday.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you're better off just following your gut. You know, something was telling you, sit tight, and you did. And sometimes you're better off.
And I didn't have a bad day. I didn't have a bad day at all. Hey, you know what I started watching? Bosch. A TV show, Bosch, which once again is on Amazon Prime. And there's four seasons, and I just started watching it. So that's great. I can now watch that in place of politics and stuff on news.
And what is that about?
It's a private it's a detective show, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's just something that, you know, I can now, with four seasons, there's like 40 episodes, so I can watch like three or four episodes late afternoon into the evening and not have to watch news on TV.
Okay, so that's a nice trade off.
That's right, and I'll wait for the next. I'll wait in about 3 months. The new Godzilla movie will be on my 65 inch screen, and not only HD but in 4K HD, and I'll watch it at my house, and we'll have dinosaurs at my house in about 4 months.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because that's when it's coming out. 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's about it ranges 3 to 4 months. They have to get the releases. On the major pictures throughout all the big countries, and then they open it up to pay-per-view like that. So,
okay,
all right. Well, so we got good weather news and good Godzilla news and good dinosaur news all in one swath today.
That is correct. So get out there, enjoy it, and we'll be back tomorrow to take a closer look at the weekend.
All right, we'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Okay, bye bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast.